Shem Yishmael Parshas Mitzora and Shabbos HaGadol Tavshin Ayin Vav. Shabbos. So the Parsha begins with a person who's afflicted with Tzaras seeking Tahara. Writes the Shem Yishmael Tavresh Ayin Vav. Zos Tia Toras HaMitzora Biyom Tahara So V'huva El HaKohen. It'll be on the day that the Mitzora is ready to receive his Tahara, that he will be brought to the Kohen. What's wrong with that pasuk? Well, for starters, it's not true. The Mitzorah is not brought to the Kohen. The Kohen is brought to the Mitzorah. V'yesh l'havin. Sherehu lo ba el ha-Kohen, sho ha-Kohen hu adayin besoch ha-machana. The pasuk goes on. It's going to tell us shortly thereafter. V'yetze ha-Kohen al michutz ha-machana. Where's the Mitzorah? The Mitzorah is chutz ha-machana. Badad Yeshev, he's chutz l'machana. So what do you mean that it's on the day of his Tahara that he's brought to the Kohen? The pasuk says the Kohen goes out of the camp to go to the person who has Saras. So says the Shem Yishmael, very, very pashut, B'derech Avoda, this week's parasha, the whole inyan of the Hachana for Pesach, which we spoke about last year in the Pre-Tzadik Shirim. V'nira ki yesh remez, ki remez yesh b'davar. Shetchila yesh lo lis'or mi'atzmo v'yechavin libo lios tahor ulavo ala kohen. The kohen can't come to you if you don't want to go to the kohen. That first he needs to have a desire to come to the kohen and to be a person of purity. You cannot be a holy person if you have no interest in being a holy person. Let me say that again. You cannot be a holy person unless you desire to be a holy person. No one ever became a holy person passively. No one ever became a Tahor person passively. The Kohen cannot help you unless you want the Kohen to help you. And therefore the Parsha begins, Zos Tia Torah Sametzora Biyom Tahara. So, V'hu V'ela Kohen. He has to bring himself mentally, emotionally, he has to attach himself to the Kohen to allow the Kohen to help him. He has to be mechavin his leiv to Tahara. And a desire to come to the Kohen. Even though b'mitzias he can't yet come back into the camp. L'maisa the Kohen's going to come to him. But if he doesn't want to come to the Kohen, if he has no ratzon to attach himself to the Kohen cannot help him. Mikol mako machshavto lios b'soch ha-machana. V'nechshav ki'ilu sham. He has the desire mentally, I want to be part of the camp. I want to be part of the machanecha kadosh. And only then can he come to the camp. Did we ever speak about this topic? Yeah, we did. Parshas Yisro. Parshas Yisro, we spoke about the inyan of a person transforming himself and transporting himself to the place where his mind is. Now, if you remember, the Shem Yishmael had a few proofs to this idea. One was from his father. He brings it again here. The Mishnah Erevin. Remember the Mishnah Erevin? A person who says mentally, I want my place of Shabbos to be by that particular tree, even though he's not at that tree. But mentally, he can cast himself, so to speak, to that tree. And that becomes Makom Shvi Saso, with regard to Shabbos. And then Tchum Shabbos, which allows him to walk 2,000 amos in each direction, will be established from that place where he mentally put himself. So again, he brings that Mishnah Erev and Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin, where his father brought this as a halachic proof for this idea. This idea which we explained at the time, Parshas Yisro, we had this year on this. We explained this inyan in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that the place where your mind is, that's where you are. But now he's saying a step further with that. It's not only the place where your mind is, that's where you are. But the only way to ever get there is to first want to get there. That if there's no cheshek and ratzon to get there, you'll never get there. He writes, about halfway down, that only the person who has a cry, an arousal from below, will then receive an arousal from on high. Yes, we know on Pesach, on a certain level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and did everything for us. But there had to still be v'nitzak el Hashem Elokeinu. There still had to be a cry. There had to be a Jew who at least wants the Kohen HaGadol, the Rabbono Sholem, who's compared to a Kohen Gadol, to come and save us. Then he goes further. He says, maybe it's not only an intellectual thing. You know, because everyone will say, yeah, I want. I want to be holy. I want to be pure. But maybe you have to do something. So says the Shem Yishmuel, maybe the person who's chutz l'machana has to at least take a step in the right direction. V'efshe shegam b'maisu miskari v'lachoma b'reisha. Maybe he has to walk towards the wall. Maybe he has to get close. Maybe he has to move towards the kohen. De'balabhachi b'vade hu yotzi mistoch olo l'kras ha'kohen. Because either way, for sure, when the Metzora, who's sitting chutz l'machana in his little tent, camped out, badod yeshiv, out of the camp, for sure he has to at least pick himself up out of his tent of Tumah and walk out of the tent of the Kohen. You know why? Sha'Kohen einenu nichnas l'ol ha'metzora li'tameh. The Kohen's not going to go into his Tameh tent to become Tameh. So at the very least, he has to pick himself up out of his bed. He has to drag himself out of his bed, out of his tent, and step outside to at least meet the Kohen halfway. That the Kohen shouldn't become Tameh b'biyasar el olo. Therefore, it's not far-fetched, as the Shem Yishuel, to say that he has to initiate the process. And that's what the Torah is telling us at the very beginning of the Parsha. That mentally, emotionally, and even physically, he takes the first step towards the Kohen. Says the Shem Yishuel in conclusion, V'zeh limud l'chol adam. To whatever degree you come to the Leil HaSeder saying, Rabbono Shel Olam, I want to get out of Mitzrayim. I want to be Kadosh. I want to be Tahor. I want to be lifted up. To whatever degree a person makes the Hachanas, and again we had a shiur last year, we spoke a lot about the Inyan of Hachana Dafka by Pesach. Rabbi Saul, remember you had a good chiddush. Remember that? Remember your chiddush last year? You had a good chiddush after that shiur. The pre-tzadik shiur. Remember what it was? You'll think about it. Based on Ksuvis, you had a good chiddush. So to whatever degree a person is meichin es atzmo, you know how I remember? Because I wrote it down. To whatever degree a person prepares himself, he'll be zocha to be mekabel the yom tov. Okay, now let's understand this in the context of getting out of Mitzrayim. Turn to page 2. Where Avram Shur, in the Halachic Valibu of Haggadah Shel Pesach, brings a very, very powerful insight from the Rebbe Reb Yelish, the Satmar Reuv, the Divrei Yoel. First, he quotes on the right-hand side from the Kedushas Aaron, of Aaron of Sadigura, who explains based on our Masechta, Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Zayin. It says, Chayev Adam Lomar Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. A person has to say, the whole world was created for me. So the Kedushas Aaron wants to use this to explain. It's a funny lashon. Chayev Adam Liros Es Atzmo. Ki'ilu hu yatzam mitzrayim. What does it mean, ki'ilu hu yatzam mitzrayim? Why not just say, ki'ilu yatzam mitzrayim? A person needs to see himself as if he left Mitzrayim. Why does it have to say, a person needs to see himself as if he left Mitzrayim? So a short quote from the Kedushas Aaron. Quote Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin. Chayev Adam Lomar Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. And therefore a person has to not only think that I was one of the people left Mitzrayim, but a person has to imagine that what? Even if I was the only one who left Mitzrayim. And it would be Kedai for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do all the miracles that he did to get us out of Mitzrayim, just so that I could leave Mitzrayim. Chayev Adam Lomar Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. Chayev Adam Liros Es Atzmo Kilu Hu. Kilu Hu, just him, was Yatsumi Mitzrayim. But the question is, how do you get out of Mitzrayim? What distinguishes the person who gets out of Mitzrayim from the person who doesn't get out of Mitzrayim? So on the left-hand side, by the third arrow, he quotes the following. Rashi tells us from Chazal, why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu bring a makkah called Choshech? What happened during that terrible makkah called Choshech? Why did Hashem have to bring a makkah in the dark? So Rashi tells us, based on the Medrash, because there were certain Jews from that generation, take a look, left-hand side, Lama Havi Aleim Choshech, Shahayu B'Yisrael Bosa Dor V'Sham Shaloh Ayurotzim Latzeis. There were individuals, wicked people who didn't want to leave Mitzrayim, Umesu B'Shloshes Himei Afela, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed them in 3 days of darkness, and this way the Mitzrayim wouldn't see that there were Jews, Rahman Letzlan, who were being killed. In fact, a large portion of Jews, according to Chazal, were left behind. So says the Divrei Yoel, says the Sama Rebbe, what's the difference between the Jews who got out and the Jews who didn't get out? This is not a Vart. This is very, very avodadik, what the Divrei Yoel says here. What's the difference between a Jew who one day gets out of Mitzrayim, whatever Mitzar he has in his life, whatever he's decided he can't do, whatever Mitzar he decided he can't conquer, Sor Meira, Hasei Tov, whatever it is that he holds, it's beyond me. How does he get out? How does a Jew get out? What separated those who got out? He says everyone was on the 49th level of Tumah. Let's think about this for a second. So what's the chiluk between a Jew who got out of Mitzrayim and a Jew who didn't get out of Mitzrayim? Everyone was on the 49th level of Tumah. So Rabbi Yoilish is Medayik and Rashi. What does Rashi say? There were Rishayim Shalo Hayu Rotsim Latzeis. There were individuals who didn't want to get out. There were individuals who were comfortable in Mitzrayim. The Jews who at least had a Ratzon to say, I'm in a disgusting place and I know it can be better and I want to do something about it and I'll take the first step towards the Kohen. A Jew who does that can get out. But a Jew who doesn't even have a Ratzon to get out cannot get out. Says the Satmar Rebbe. Raksharashi Mavarsh and Nakuda Sagula Toloi Bitsipoi Ligula. The Elu Shemesu Begimel Yemea Fela Lohayu Rotsim Latseis. You see, I triple underlined it, Lohayu Rotsim Latseis. I don't usually triple underline. So you know this is an important idea to me. And it should be important to you too. Lohayu Rotsim Latseis. If you don't have a Rotsim to get out, if you can't take a step towards the Kohen, if you're not willing to try, if you're not willing to believe in the possibility of better, then you will never get to better. It's not possible for a person to get to that. Rav Shimshon Pinkus has the same yesod as the Satmar Rebbe. In the Nefesh Shimshon, in the Shabbos Kodesh volume, on page 3 and 4, and Rav Shimshon, you know, Rav Pinkus in his flowery language, always says it with a charifas. So Rav Pinkus asks the following question, the same question. Al yedei ma zochu b'nei Yisrael l'seis migolos Mitzrayim? Why do some Jews get out and some Jews not get out? Al yedei v'yizoku. Let's say you can't even take a step. So can you at least daven? Can you open your mouth and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, help? Have you given up entirely that you can't even open your mouth and ask for help? Right? To turn to a friend, to turn to a Rebbe, to turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, help me please. Al yedei v'yizoku shiratu l'seis. The Jews who cried out got out. Now we know, says Rav Pinkus, Chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael, Chamishim. Chamushim, Chamishim, 1/5, 1/50th, 1/500th, the Medrash says. A small portion, a lot of Jews got left behind. A lot of Jews got left behind. Ayin Rashi, Ayin Matisyahu, right? 4/5 got left behind. Yeah? 4/5 got left behind. You don't know the song? 4/5 got left behind. 1 out of 5. 1 out of 5 got out. According to Chazal, again, maybe 1 out of 50, maybe 1 out of 500 got out. So how do you get out? How do you, this is old, not this young. First album. No? So how do you get out? Says with Pinkus, bottom paragraph on page 3. Umay echetom shebegino lo zachu l'seis Mitzrayim. How did some Jews get out and some Jews not get out? Chet echor v'yachir. There is only one thing that will stop a Jew. We spoke about Parshas Vayikra. You're a shliach of Hashem. You have all the power in the world. So what's going to stop you from overcoming any given struggle? The answer is you may be lacking one thing, and that is to take that first step, to have a ratzon, to cry out to Hashem. Heim lo ratzu l'seis. They didn't want to get out, says Rav Pinkus. The 4/5 that got left behind did not want to leave Mitzrayim. Hayulam tov sham lo gishu tzarech l'seis Mitzrayim. They said it's not so bad here. They had been so radically brainwashed, they couldn't even imagine leaving Mitzrayim. They couldn't imagine a better matzav than Mitzrayim, despite their horrible suffering. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar, so Hashem says back to them, wait, I'll tell you why it's good to get out. La'achar sheteitzu tekav l'pnei Shechina. Come, you'll leave Mitzrayim and come to the Shechina. Aval hey mamru, says Rav Pinkus, they said back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Tov v'yaf o Shechina, Kedusha, Tara, those are all nice ideas. We're good without Shechina. A Kedusha, Tara, that's for like big tzaddikim. I'm a regular guy. I don't need that. So Hashem says, you don't want Shechina? You don't want to leave Mitzray? If you don't want Shechina, then you don't want anything. Im Kain. Im Kach. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im Einchem Mislavim Mikabalat Pnei Shechina. If Shechina means nothing to you, if Kedusha means nothing to you, if Tara means nothing to you, if it's not worth your time to take a step towards the Kohen, you don't have to do everything. No one's asking you to do everything. You can't even cry out to Hashem. You've given up so much that you can't even cry out to Hashem. So cry out to Hashem. Ah, but Hashem, I cried out to you yesterday, you didn't help me. So cry out again. Kaveh al Hashem. Chazak v'yamitz lebecha. V'kaveh al Hashem. As we'll see from the Chidah on the last page. Cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mislav mikabal. If you're not mislav, Mislai from Kabbalah Spinei Shechina says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Tisharu Kan. Then you can stay in Mitzrayim as far as I'm concerned. Top of page 4. But Pinchas goes on and he tells the famous story that the Chafetz Chaim brings. Chafetz Chaim wrote many Sfarim, of course we know. Chafetz Chaim is a volume called Likutei Amarim, collection of teachings of the Chafetz Chaim. And in that volume, in a long footnote, he brings a Maisa, which many people quote. But Pinchas quotes it here. The Maisa is that when they came to Rav Yashav Ber, not the Rav, right? But the original, Yosef Dov Halevi Salavechik, the Beis Halevi. And they came to the Beis Halevi and they said, we want you to become the Rav of Brisk. And he said, thank you, but no thank you. So I said to him, but there are 30,000 people who are expecting you and want you to become the Rav of Brisk. Are you going to say no to 30,000 Jews who are expecting you? I'm a shliach from the city to tell you, not that they're asking you, they're telling you, we need you to be our Rav. So they say that when he heard that, when he saw how much people needed and wanted and expected him to be there, so he got up out of his chair and he put on his longer coat or put on his hat, whatever it was, and he set out on the road immediately to mekabel those Jews. Says Rav Shimshon Pinchas, top of page 4. Gam liyetzia mehagolus ba anu nimtzaim nizke rak al yedei. The only way to get out of this gullus, the same way we got out of the original gullus, the same way that the original Geula from Mitzrayim took place, was through a ratzon to get out. Says Rav Pinchas, same thing today. That only a Jew with what? With a ratzon, let's say, smimena, is going to get out. And the same way that the Beis HaLevi came and had no choice but to do what he had to do if people really wanted him, the Chafetz Chaim says, and this is what Rav Pinchas is quoting here from the Chafetz Chaim, the same thing is true with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Megal himself. The same thing is true with Mashiach being Megal himself. Mashiach will have to come if Jews say, we insist that you come. But if we don't want it, if we're not interested, if we're apathetic and passive about it, so Mashiach says, then I'm in no rush. But if 30,000 Jews say to the Brisker Rav, to the Beis HaLevi, we need you to be our Rav. It's not a question, it's a statement of fact. So he picked up and he said, I have no choice. And it's the same thing with the Gula. Yeah, Rami.
For source 3, last week we talked about like Apostles and weren't they feeling Apostles and they didn't want to do anything? So can we have like...
Yeah, but that was but we were Mechalik, we said, right? Again, to be humble... And to have a leave nishpar is one thing. The Jews in Mitzrayim, vayimaros chayayim, means that what? It means, like we said, that they had fallen into a state of depression. Why were they punished for that? Because it's not a Jew's not allowed to allow himself to fall into a state of depression. You have to fight that. So you want to say, you want to give them a patur, you want to say they were mentally not well, they were sick, and what do you want from them? Okay, it's a good limitzchus on klal yisrael. It's a good limitzchus on klal yisrael. But again, I guess on some level, even when you feel like I don't have the tools to do anything, so then at least acknowledge, but I wish I did. And to give up that rut zone, is game over. Yeah.
Even for us in the cry for Mashiach, it's very hard to relate to that because you don't really know what Mashiach is.
Right.
But then they didn't know what freedom was. They didn't know, like...
And it took them a long time. Till the Venitzak and Vayizaku. It took them a long time to find their voice. It was a Galas Hadas. It was a Galas Hadibor. They could not think. They could not speak. They couldn't even close their eyes, exactly like we started, right? From the Avdei Nezer. They couldn't close their eyes and picture themselves being somewhere else, like the Avdei Nezer explained in the Mishnah on Erevin. They couldn't cry out. They couldn't even say. Right? It took them a long time. But eventually the Jews realized that at the least that's what we can do. We can at least imagine. That was what we learned in Parshas Yisro, right? That the Jews got to... Remember his question in Parshas Yisro? And remember the Shemi Shmuel's question in Parshas Yisro? How did they get to Kabbalah Satorah? And why does the Pasuk say, right, that they came to Midbar Sinai and then it says that they traveled? So if you remember, he said, because they pictured themselves at our Sinai and that gave them the chizik to then travel. So you have to at least dream. At least dream of a better possibility. But you're right. There's a good limud zchus on klai, so it's not easy. They're very, very mentally, emotionally, they're divor, they're enslaved. They couldn't daven, they couldn't cry. And again, it's hard to daven for Mashiach when Mashiach is an unknown. But okay, so daven over that. Daven over the fact that I don't know what Mashiach is, but I want Mashiach. There's a mice like that. I think I told him it can't pass this past summer. That the Divrei Yecheskel, got up and said, we don't know what Mashiach is, we don't know what Yerushalayim is, we don't know what anything is, but we, Hashem, one thing we do know is that we want it. So what it is exactly, I don't know. But at least I have a ratzon for it. That much at least Hashem expects of us. Yeah?
Do you think that How do you relate to some words you said with what we learned yesterday?
What do you mean?
Because this is a stuff that you want to want.
Oh, good. So that's also a thing. Okay, we're going to come to this idea of wanting to want. But yeah, at the very least, if you don't want it, at least want to want it. And if you don't want to want it, so then want to want to want it. And I'll tell you from the tzaddikim how far that goes. By the end of this year, I'll tell you how many levels of wanting a person's entitled to. Anyone know? I'll let you know. Simcha Bunim says, but I don't want to reveal it quite yet. I want to see it. Everything in the right time. There is a remez. Yeah, there's a nice remez that goes with it also. Okay, but let's see. Let's wait a little. After all, I have to make you want it also. Okay? Yeah? Someone had a question? Comment? Yeah?
I was going to ask, don't we see the Jews crying out for it after...
Eventually they cried.
After when Paro makes them their lives harder.
Eventually they cry, yeah. But it took them a long time to cry out to Hashem. To realize that Hashem is their only hope and their only solution and their only answer. It took them a long time to find their voice. Okay, go to page 5. Our old Rebbe, our good old friend, Rav Tzadok HaKohen Milublin, Zuchusa Yagen Aleinu, in the Tzidkas HaTzadik in Os Nun, we know again from our Masechta Sanhedrin Sadiches that Geula comes on one of two tracks. There's a track called Be'ita, and there's a track called Achishena. Be'ita means there's a set time for Mashiach to come. And we can sit back and we can wait, and Mashiach will come when it's ready to come. And then there's the possibility of Achishena. There's the possibility of speeding things up. So says Rav Tzadok, this is true when it comes to any type of geula. Getting out of any trouble, there's a slow track and there's a fast track. Right? And they're interwoven in a deep way. Look what he writes. Al kol mina Yeshua shel Hashem yisparach. La'adam, that every type of salvation that comes to a person, yesh be'ita v'achishena. Zochu achishena, lo zochu be'ita. If we're zocha achishena, you can speed it up. If we're not zocha, then be'ita. Then we have to wait for the set time, the right time. Not able to make it happen faster. So look what Rav Tzadok says. Uve'ita, so what is the set time? And how are these two worlds of Be'ita and Achishena, meaning if there's a set time, so how do you speed it up? And if you can speed it up, so then what's the Indian of the set time? Look what he says. Uve'ita, hainu shekvar chaser lo hadavar, v'utzame u'mishtokek v'nitzrach lo. What's the Be'ita? When is the set time? When is the set time? The set time is when a person comes to the realization that I absolutely need this. That I cannot wait anymore. He says, the be'ita is shekvar chaser lo adavar, when you feel that you're lacking that thing, and you're thirsting, and you're longing, and you need it. And look what he says, v'cheinu be'ita le'inyan bi'as ha-mashiach. So the be'ita and achishan actually kind of work hand in hand. To speed it up means to realize more quickly that you desperately need geula. The be'ita, it's when the matzav gets so crazy that you're forced to realize that I desperately need geula. But at the end of the day, it's the same feeling that brings about the geula. And what is that feeling? The feeling that I desperately need the geula. Look what he says. Kasher yiyu akol tzmeim li yeshuaso. V'lo yiyeh shum eitza acheres li yeshuas Yisrael. When a Jew realizes there is nothing, there's no other option, there are no other choices, we've exhausted all of the natural means of coming to salvation, and now all I can do is scream out, Rabbono Shalom, I desperately need Mashiach. Like we said a couple months ago from the Lubavitch Rebbe, that very sad piece, I forget the date, Chav Ches Nisan, I don't remember the year, where the Lubavitch Rebbe said, he got up and he said, I've done everything that I can do, I've exhausted all of my energies, and now it's up to you to bring Mashiach. And he said, the problem is, everyone here is saying, what? We want Mashiach now, but you're saying it because you're supposed to say it. Because you're a Lubavitcher, and you're supposed to sing We Want Mashiach Now, because the Rebbe told you to sing We Want Mashiach Now. But if you would sing it because you really believe that we want Mashiach now, or maybe even we need Mashiach now, then there could be a geula. So the achishena, the fast track to Mashiach, is what? is to quickly come to the realization that I need this very badly, to have an intense ratzon. The slow track is when things break down so badly that I'm forced to realize that I desperately need it. But at the end of the day, it drew us to wake up and realize, what is it that I want? What is it that I need? And am I taking steps to come to the Kohen? Am I hopeful for Kedusha, for Tara in my life? Because if I'm not, I'm going to get stuck in Mitzrayim. I'm going to be part of that painful majority. Shelo rotzim latzeis. Like the Satmar Rebbe was Medayik and Rashi. Yesterday, when we had the schus of inviting the Mishpachat Eger into our shir room, we learned the Indian of the egg at the Seder. And Rav Leibler said the whole Indian of the egg is that you have to be born once when you leave Mitzrayim, and then you have to be born a second time at Kabbalah Satorah. This idea, Shem Yishmuel writes by Yom Kippur, interestingly enough, explains the halacha on the Leil HaSeder. The Gemara Pesachim says, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that we know that there are Dalet Kosos that we drink on the Seder night. And if a person is thirsty, let's say you like wine, you can drink a little extra wine along the way. But when can you not drink extra wine? When can a person not be mafsik? When does there have to be a iskashrus? The Halacha tells us, the Gemara Pesachim tells us, B'dalet kosos shel Pesach, bein shlishi l'revi'i lo yishta. You can't get distracted between the third cup and the fourth cup. Can't do extra things between the third and fourth cup. After the second cup, you want to have a little extra wine by the meal, no problem. Between the third cup, which is benching, and the fourth cup, you cannot have anything extra in terms of moving away from the focus of the iskashrus, of the attachment between the third and the fourth cup. So he says, my father, the holy Avnei Nezer, explained, take a look on page 6, bottom right hand corner, my father Avnei Nezer explained, Ki dalet kosos heim neged dalet halashonos shel geula, ve'otzesi, ve'itzalti, ve'ga'alti, ve'lakachti. The third and fourth cup are ve'ga'alti, ve'lakachti. So says the Avnei Nezer, you cannot have a separation between the Vigaalti and the Vilakachti. V'imayumavsikin bein shlishi l'revi hayamora, sha'agu'ula hi inyin bifnei atzmo. You would think it's enough to just walk out of Mitzrayim. The whole tachlis, we have to ask ourselves, so I want to get out of Mitzrayim. That's very nice. That's the sur meira. But there's an asei tov that has to follow. Because part of wanting to get out of Mitzrayim is wanting to stand with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Part of the ga'alti of leaving Egypt is v'lakachti, I want to be taken by Hashem as his people. When the Metzora steps out of his tent, that's step one. But then he has to want to attach himself to the Kohen, to the Kedush and the Tower of the Kohen. So if a person's mafsik between the third and fourth cup, he says, I'm just happy to not be in Mitzrayim. But I don't need Torah. I don't need v'lakachti. I don't need to be Hashem's special people. It's more that the geula is an inyan b'fnei atzmo. V'alakicha, which is matan Torah, is an inyan b'fnei atzmo. Ki'ilu, leaving Mitzrayim and matan Torah are two separate things. Have you left Mitzrayim and not got the Torah? Dayenu. Who would say such a thing? No one would say such a thing. Except when you sing Dayenu. But no one would say such a thing. No one would ever say such a thing. It would be enough to leave Mitzrayim and not get the Torah? Chas v'shalom. So therefore, you can't separate between the third and fourth cup. V'ein adavar kein. The whole point of the egg at the Seder, like we learned yesterday, is that being born as an egg is not enough. The egg has to undergo a second birth and become a chick. The egg has to become a living animal, has to become something more. The Holat Hashniyah, like the Arizal spoke about, like the Relabel Eger spoke about. And that's why Moshe was told from the beginning, concludes the Shem Yishmuel in the name of his father. That's why Moshe is told from the start when he stood at the snap in Shmos Paragimel, Botziach Asami Mitzrayim. How do you know when Yitzias Mitzrayim is achieved? When? Ta'avduna Selokim Alaharazeh. When you come to Har Sinai. Because if you can't come to Har Sinai, if you only think, it's enough, I have enough of a Ratzon to get out of Mitzrayim. A Ratzon to be connected to Har Sinai, that's a lot. There's no separation between the third and fourth cup. There's no separation between the third and fourth geula. The v'ga'alti has to go straight into the v'lakachti. I'll tell you a beautiful remez from Rav Meir Shapiro. Rav Meir Shapiro, the Lublina Rav, the founder of the Daf Yomi, Rav Meir Shapiro said that the gematria of Yitzias Mitzrayim is 891, is the exact same gematria as Nasa V'Nishma. Because the whole tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim is Nasa V'Nishma. If I don't stand at the mountain, if I don't say, Rabbanu Shalom, I choose you, and you choose me, If I don't marry HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai, if there's no Velakachti, if there's no Nasa V'Nishma, then there's no Yitzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, says Rav Meir Shapiro, Yitzias Mitzrayim is exactly the Gematria, Nasa V'Nishma. Because if I don't come to Nasa V'Nishma, I haven't really left Mitzrayim. So now, let's put the pieces together. So we learn from the Shem Yishmuel, we learn from the Divrei Yoel, and we learn from Rav Shimshon Pinkus, that if you want to get out of Mitzrayim, if you want to get out of Tzaras, right? Also, Mitzorah is Lashon Meitzar on some level. If you want to get out of whatever's holding you back, you have to take a step. You have to have a Ratzon. And now we just learned that Yitzias Mitzrayim, the whole Tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim, is Kabbalah Satorah. So the same way I got out of Mitzrayim, how did we get out of Mitzrayim? With a Ratzon. So the way I come to Kabbalah Satorah is also with a Ratzon. You can't become a person who's connected to Torah unless you have a Ratzon to be connected to Torah. Now you might say, but I don't want to be connected to Torah. So then say, at least Hashem, I want to be connected to Torah. Do I actually want to follow Rav Chaim Kanievsky's daily schedule? No. It's not shaykh for me. I don't really want it. But can I at least say, you know, I want to want that. I know that maybe it's beyond. But at least to want, like we said yesterday from the Ma'or V'Shemesh, Eke Asher Eke, to want, what do we call Shalash Shuddis? In Pnimiyas HaTorah, what's Shalash Shuddis called? It's not Tzuda Shlishit. What is it called? Rava D'Ravin. What does Rava D'Ravin mean? The Ratzon of Ratzon. The desire of desires. To desire to have a desire. That's Eke Asher Eke. That's what Shalash Shuddis is. Right? Where I say to Hashem, there are things that I want, that I know I should want. There's things that I know I should want, but I don't really want them. But I want to want them. Rava deravin. Eke asher eke. I want to want. To want. That's how a person comes to Torah. Same way a person gets out of Mitzrayim with a ratzon, a person comes to Torah with a ratzon. So I want to learn a little piece now from the Sefer Be'er Mechokek. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside. I gave you 3 pages of it, 7, 8, and 9. In Parshas Vayetze. The Be'er Mechokek was Rav Chaim Mordechai Katz from Telz, Zatzal. He was a great Baal Machshava, a beautiful sefer called the Be'er Mechokek. And he has a piece called HaShe'ifa. Now sometimes people think She'ifa is a dirty word, right? To have She'ifas. Because sometimes in certain yeshivas, that's all they talk about. You have to have a She'ifa to be a Talmud Chacham. You have to have a She'ifa, you have to have a She'ifa. And sometimes a person has to say, you know what, my She'ifas also still have to be within what's realistic. So that everyone in this room should have a She'ifa to be a Rosh Yeshiva one day is probably not realistic. Ah, so maybe we're selling ourselves short? I don't think so. I don't think the only way to be a successful Jew is to be a Rosh Yeshiva. But a She'ifa for godless, whatever godless means, and that's the point I'm trying to make. That's what I'm trying to say. Sheif is not a dirty word, as long as you understand that godless can mean a lot of different things. But to be a driven person. To have a sheifa to become something. Whatever that is. To be outstanding in Torah, or in Avodah, or in Chesed, or in something. To be a driven person. To have a sheifa. To be striving for something. So says Rav Matal Katz, the Be'er Mechokek, page 7. We know that Yaakov goes to sleep, he has an interesting dream. Angels were going up and down. Very interesting dream. What's the secret of this dream? So he quotes from the Malbim, the third little paragraph, the Malbim Kosuf. Yaakov saw in his prophetic dream, Echu ba'atzmo hasulam. What were the angels? What was the sulam that the angels were going up and down? Rav Chaim Volozhiner makes the same point. In the Megid Gibbos Olam, Rav Chaim Volozhiner is quoted as explaining the same idea. But the Malbim said it, that what? That Olam v'yardim bo. What are the angels going up and down upon? They're the ladder, and then there's angels going up and down, but they're Olam v'yardim bo. What are they going up and down? Says the Malbim, he sees in his dream, Echu ba'atzmo sulam. Yaakov, you are the Sulam. You connect the angels, above and below. You connect the worlds, below and above. Kimutzav artza mitzad gufo, v'roshu magia shamayim mitzad nishmaso. Yaakov Avinu, and the same thing is true by every Yisrael, you have to understand that you have within you, you have a guf from the lower world, you have a neshama from the higher world. And the ascent and descent of yourself and all of reality is taloy on you. Chayav Adam Lomar Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. The whole world depends on me. The whole world goes up or down because of me. The angels climb up and down upon me. I'm the ladder. But says Matal Katz, let's go a little deeper. Let's go a little further. V'yesh Levarach Alom Bo'ofenacher. Let's explain different. Ein Marin Lo La'Adam Elamir Hurei Libo. What do we dream about? What do we dream about? We dream about the things that we think about. Me'acher de Yaakov Avinu haya mechashev mahaher tamid lahagia ulavo besod Eloki. So how does one come to have a dream? How does one come to have a dream that I am the ladder upon which all of the world and all of the angels and everything depends? How does a person have the dream of chayev adam lomer bishvili nivra ha'olam? How do you have such a dream? The answer is, you know what? It means when you're awake, you're also thinking about it. You're also believing in your ability to what? To be responsible. Chayev adam liyos esatmo kilu hu yatsam Mitzrayim. Like the Kedushas Aaron of Sadi Gura said. As if all of Yetzias Mitzrayim is dependent upon me. That all of the Bria depends upon me. Only a person who's a driven person can think in this way. And it's not Gaivadik. It's a Mishnah Meseches Sanhedrin, Lamed Zayin. Chayev adam lower. Bishvili nivra olam. One Jew justifies the entire existence of the world. Leidu lahav and so does habriya kula. A person who, when he's awake, is thinking about these things. Raze de razin. He's longing. He's striving. He's living in a state of rava de ravin, of wanting to be something. Lachein herulo b'chalomo sha'amnam lo niflesi mimenu v'lo rechoki. He's shown in his dream that it's possible for you to attain that thing. He's shown in his dream that you can become the latter, but only if you want to be the latter. Now look what he adds. Ulam, next paragraph. Tzrichim lahavin mahu muvano shel visula mutzav artsa. But it's still a ladder. And the ladder still has the rungs. And the ladder which reached the heights of heavens was still grounded on the floor. So how does a person strike a balance between being a person who understands that growth comes step after step, madriga achar madriga, and at the same time to have my eyes set on the heights of heaven? Zeshehera liyakov sulam shlav acher shlav madrega acher madrega umalachi elokim olam v'yarden bo mahu biura. What is it coming to teach us? What's the ladder? Why didn't it show angels jumping from the floor to the heavens? What's the ladder with all of its rungs and all of its steps? Yesh levayer di'i efshar la'adam la'agia liyisron ha'mayla lishleimus v'gadlus ha'nefesh im lo yarchush b'kirbo ma'alas she'ifa. Says Rav Matal Katz, You have to have your eyes set on the heavens. You have to be a person who wants to be something big. Again, whatever that means for you. Big for one person is totally different. Big for one person means finishing one perek of Mishnayos. That's a big goal for a person. For another person, a big goal is finishing Shas. For one person, a big goal is getting to davening. For another person, it's davening Shmoneh Esrei from beginning to end with Kavanah. Big means a lot of different things, but you have to want something. You can't spend your life just passively existing. You have to have a she'ifa for Milos, whatever that is. To be dreaming of something big. To be longing for something. He says as we turn the page, V'yesh lahosif, Dibimidas she'ifa munach od inyan shegam, Yalo ratzon, turn the page, La'avod v'la'amol b'chdei she'yuchu lahasig matarasu arama she'shoif ele'a. The reason I picked this piece is because of this line. It says Rav Matal Katz, a she'ifa is not an abstract longing. Yes, I want to be a tzaddik. Because that's the Rebbe as a piece. In Tzav Zeroes, where he says, stop any Jew on the street, ask him, would you like to be a tzaddik? Yeah, of course I'd like to be a tzaddik. Why wouldn't I want to be a tzaddik? So then look him in the eye and say, do you want to be a tzaddik? You really want to be a tzaddik? He'll say, yeah, I want to be a tzaddik. So he'll say, good, so let's go through your day. If you really claim you want to be a tzaddik, so let's see. Is your day set up? You know, you can plan in advance. Is your day structured to live the life of a tzaddik? Again, tzaddik means a lot of things. I'm not talking about just a tzaddik, a zakin in Yerushalayim, Mir Kodesh. A tzaddik, whatever. Vamech kulam tzaddikim. Am I achieving my personal tzidkus? So, P.S.S. Nebbi stops me in the street. He says, you want to be a tzaddik? Yeah, I want to be a tzaddik. P.S.S. Nebbi says, you're a liar. He writes in Tzav Zeroes, everyone wants to be a theoretical tzaddik. No one would turn down the opportunity to wake up one day and be a tzaddik. But how many of us can dream about being a tzaddik and also build a ladder to help us actually get there? That's the chiddush of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu knows you can't wake up, you can't go to sleep and wake up the next morning and be a tzaddik. You have to have a dream about a ladder and you have to be willing to work. Look what he says, top of page 8. La'avod v'la'amol, with a melis to achieve that goal, step after step after step after step. And that's the chiddush of Yaakov Avinu. And chevra, that's what happens right after Pesach. We sit at the Seder and we dream of what? Of everything we want to be. And then we come to Sfiras HaOmer. Look what Rav Matal Katz writes. Go to the third paragraph on page 8. Usvartem lachem imacharas haShabbos miyom aviyachem b'sa'omer tenufa sheva shabbosos temimos tiyanah. We're day in and day out, I'm counting Sfira. And I'm counting, I'm getting a little closer and a little closer. He quotes the Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Vav. Lefisha kol ikaron shel Yisrael inu ela Torah. You can't separate between the third and fourth cup because the whole tachlis of a Jew leaving Mitzrayim is to get to the Torah. But there's a process to get there. How do I get there? Look what he says, where it's underlined. He's quoting the Sefer HaChinuch. U'mipnei kein, ki hi ikaron shel Yisrael. Uva'avura nigalu va'alu l'chol ha'gedola or ha'gedula sha'alu aleha, that all of the greatness we achieved upon leaving Mitzrayim was for one goal. All the miracles, it's for one goal, to get the Kabbalah Satorah. Nitztavinu limnos v'machras yom tov shal pesach ad yom nesina Satorah. Why? Why are we counting? What are we doing? To teach ourselves, to prove to ourselves, to demonstrate. Laharos b'navshenu ha'chifetz ha'gadol to convince ourselves that I actually want Kabbalah Satorah, and I'm willing to work towards it. I'm not just dreaming about it in a theoretical sense, but rather I'm like an Eved who's longing to sit. He uses a very poetic lashon, like an Eved who's working so hard who wants to bask in the shade. But the Eved knows he has to earn a break. His master's not going to give him a break if he's a lazy Eved. He has to work hard to achieve his chayrus. A Jew has to work really hard to get the Torah which sets you free, even though the Torah itself is hard to keep once you get it. But we know the Torah gives us real chayrus. And there can't be a separation between the third and the fourth cup. And a person has to live with a very strong she'ifa. Turn to page 9. One of the challenges of living in America is that our she'ifas are all messed up. Either we have no she'ifas, right? We have no she'ifas. You ask a person, you know, what's your she'ifa? My she'ifa is to be left alone and to be able to sit on my couch and to play Xbox, right, until my life is over. Some people have that she'ifa. A lot of people have that she'ifa. Some people say, my she'ifa is to sit on the couch with a cold beer and to watch the game. And to watch the next game and the next game and the next game. That's my she'ifa. That's not called the she'ifa. Or a person has she'ifa for wrong things, which in some ways is better, because at least you're driven to chase something. You're willing to chase, at least you can redirect it. Says Rav Matal Katz, a little later in the piece, Bizmanenu, look what he writes in the third paragraph on page 9. He says, specifically in America, Likuyim anu b'midas she'ifa legadlus. You know, in Europe, not everything was perfect. There's people who long, you know, for the good old days in the shtetl when everything was perfect. Not everything was so perfect in the shtetl. But, there were a lot more gedolim. The average person was achieving a lot more in their avodas Hashem than many people today. Why? Why? And the answer is, because there were people who believed that they could achieve great things. They were so much smarter than us 100 years ago. That they were able to have, that an average person was able to have such a person who went to yeshiva had such a greater mastery of Torah than many of us. Why? So says the Matal Katz, because they had a she'ifa. And America is a very chilled out country. And we like to chill, we like to hang out, we like to relax. We don't like too much pressure on ourselves. And yeah, we have to be healthy, we have to be balanced, we have to find time to relax. But we also have to make sure that she'ifa doesn't become a dirty word. In America, he says, unfortunately, we're very broken in this midah of she'ifa. When it comes to ruach, yes, we're satisfied. We're doing a little bit. We don't feel that we're amongst people who are spirited people who have a strong desire and a longing to become great in whatever it is, in Torah, in avodah, in chesed. To have a she'ifa, to have a goal. Ask an average guy, what's your goal? What's your goal for today? What's your goal for the week? What's your goal for the year? Can we answer those questions? I'm not putting it on the spot. But can we answer those questions? Do I have a goal? As big as it is or as small as it is, do I have a goal? Do I have a goal for today? We all woke up this morning. Do we have a goal for today? My goal might be to come to Shir. My goal might be to make it to 3 Minyanim today. My goal might be to reach out to a friend who I haven't spoken to in a while. My goal can be a lot of things, but do I have a goal, or am I living passively? That's a question we have to answer. And America doesn't make it easy for us. In Medina, where it's you know, chilling out and just hanging out and relaxing and you know, and a long weekend is like the tachlis of my existence. Getting to my vacation days is the tachlis of my existence. So it's very hard to have a shi'ifa. Reb Freifeld had a rebbe on page 10. One of Shlomo Freifeld's rebbeim, someone who was mekusher to in his younger years, was a Jew named Rav Yitzchak Shmidman. And when Rav Shmidman was trying to get people in the early years in America to send their children to yeshiva, and people had no she'ifa for that. I have a she'ifa that my son should become a doctor or a lawyer, but I have no she'ifa that my child should know Torah. So Rav Shmidman used to say the following vart, and it's a very strong vart. Rav Shmidman would explain, when he spoke about America, Lech Dech Achrei B'Midbar, Be'eretz Lo Zeruah. He said, it's not just that America is a midbar, it's a wilderness of spirituality, that there wasn't much going on in terms of ruchnias. But there was an attitude, it's such a strong vart, look what he says. It's an eretz, it's a land where lo zaruah. You know what they plant in America? Lo. No. There's a spirit of no. Nah, don't. It's not happening. You can read about the people who made it. There's a whole magazine called People. These are the people. These are the people. We're chashiv. These are the people. Chashiv of people. Chashiv of mention. Right? Everyone else is ki'ilu. Not even a person. Right? So you can look at pictures. You can look at pictures of people. And you can read about people. Right? But you? Love. And then, American dream. Be satisfied with what? With a nice little house, a car, white picket fence, a son, a daughter, and of course, the worst of all, a pet dog. A pet dog. Yeah? The American dream. And then you go to the supermarket and you buy People magazine. And then you live vicariously through the real people. So Shmidman used to go around and he said to people, Lech Tech Achrei B'Midbar. Come after me in the Midbar. Yes, it's a wilderness. But more than that, you know what's even worse about America? It's an Eretz Lo Zaruah. It's a land where they're told you no. To give up on your spiritual aspirations. A land where no is planted, where the attitude of negativity and hopelessness has already taken root. And a person who has no ratzon, a person whose mahalach is, no, that's not for me, doesn't even want it to be for him, doesn't even want it to be for him, such a person will never have a geula. Who was worse than Paro? Rami Oved Avi. Paro only wanted to kill the men, but Lava and Bikish Lakar as a kol. In the Divrei Shmuel, Rav Shmuel of Slonim. Now I want to express my Hakaras HaTov to Rav Shmuel of Slonim, because when I was going for my cancer treatments, Rav Shmuel of Slonim was one of my good friends. He came with me very often to Hackensack Hospital. And that's where I found this piece, so I want to express my Hakaras HaTov to the Slonim Rebbe, Rav Shmuel of Slonim. I don't recommend going for chemotherapy, unless of course, God forbid, you're sick. But if you, Chas V'Shalom, ever have to do that, I recommend taking the Divrei Shmuel with you. It's a worthwhile sefer to have by your side. So on Parshas Kisavo, Arami Oved Avi, Vayered Mitzrayim, yeah. Mitzrayim was really bad, but there was another Mitzrayim. There was a Mitzrayim called Beis Lavan. What is Arami Oved Avi? Why was Lavan worse? Right? We say in the Haggadah, Lavan was worse than Paro. Paro only wanted to kill the males, but Lavan wanted to get everyone. He wanted to destroy Arami Oved Avi, the Aramean, which is Lavan HaArami. Lavan the trickster was Oved Avi. He tried to destroy my father. He tried to destroy Yaakov Avinu. So look what he says. Avi, Perusho Ritzoni, Arami Oved Avi, you know who's even worse than Paro? Lavan. Because Lavan, the world of Arami, can destroy what? One's ratzon. Av is a lashon of ratzon. You find many times in the Torah and in Nach, you find that the shorish aleph beis, right, is a lashon of what? Of wanting something. Ulai lo sovet. Maybe there won't be a ratzon. Maybe there won't be a desire. Av means ratzon. Many examples of this. So Arami Oved Avi. You know why this is super geschmack? I love when Hashem helps things fall out in such an unbelievable. What's today's date? Anyone know today's date? Today's day. Today's the 5th of Nisan. Today's the 5th of Nisan. But Bnei Yisachar writes in Agra Dekala, you know, many people have a minug, right, this is brought in earlier sources, a minug to recite the Nisiyim, right, that each day of the 12 days, the beginning of Nisan, to recite the Nasi of that particular day. The Agra Dekala, Bnei Yisachar writes in Agra Dekala, I think it's Parshas Pekudei, he says that the first 12 days of Nisan correspond to what? The 12 months. Which means today the 5th of Nisan corresponds to the 5th month. So Chavar, what's the 5th month? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. Av. Today is the day when a Jew thinks about what? What it means to have a Ratzon. Av is a Lashon of Ratzon. Arami Oved Avi. An Aramean tried to destroy our Ratzon. Hayetzahara b'koach haramaus, a rami usios ramai, a trickster, the one who deceives us, the one who Rabbi Nachman describes in Sichos Aran, running around with his closed hand, saying, "Look what I have!" And you chase after him, and he opens his hand, there's nothing there. The ramai, the yetzahara, comes to a person, and it's ma'avid asaratzonos. It destroys a person's ratzon. It's an eretz lo zeruah. The yetzahara tells you can't be anything great. It destroys your sheifa. Shu neged ratzonu yisbach. But worse than that. The Yerid Mitzrayim. What happens to those Sheifos? Where do those Sheifos go? They go to Mitzrayim. Shemoshich umorid es hatanugim v'atshukos ledvarim chomriyim la'achila v'shesia yisera. Instead of channeling my drive towards Hashem, I channel my drive towards pleasures, eating and drinking, chemdas kavod, gaiva, va'etzel azev v'nitzak el Hashem lokei avoseinu. The way to get out of it is to cry out to Hashem and say, Hashem, please help me redefine my ratzon. Please, Hashem, help me have a ratzon. Is the Father, is the God of our fathers. To come back, like a ben who always has a right to come to a father. Our right to come to our father is also our right to return to our ratzon, the authentic Jewish ratzon of every single Jew, which is what? To be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Seder night is building. The Seder night is restoring our ratzon, which will then spend the entire Sfiras HaOmer making sure that we can solidify it step by step the way the Yaakov climbed the rungs of that ladder. Turn to page 12. Last year, I thought I had a chiddush based on a medrash and Shira Shirim Rabbah. I was very excited about it. I'm still excited about it. But I found it in print. I found it in a sefer called the Brechos HaMa'ayan. Brechos HaMa'ayan is the sefer on the Chamesh Megillah. So it was published anonymously. So we don't know who the author is. But Baruch Shekivanti, I was mechavin to his vart. At the end of the Seder night, what do we say? If we're still awake, which hopefully we will be. Shir HaShir. In Shir HaShir, it says in the first parak, Shchol Ra'ani V'na'ava B'nos Yerushalayim. I am blackened, but I'm still na'ava, I'm still beautiful. Says the Medrash, Shchora ani b'ma'asai, my actions might not be so beautiful. My actions might be a little dark, a little ugly. V'na'ava b'ma'asai avosai. But at least I'm beautiful through what? Through the ma'asai avos. Okay, Hashem, I'm not such a tzaddik, but you know what? I'm a relative of Avraham Avinu, and he was a pretty good guy. I'm a relative of Sarah Imenu. And she was a pretty great gal. So Baruch Hashem. Shchora ani b'ma'asai. My actions aren't so beautiful. But nava ani b'ma'asai avosai. But the avos had beautiful actions. By association, Hashem, I must be good by you. So he says as follows. Go to the second paragraph. At the beginning of Parshas Ve'era, where the Geula begins, it says, Ve'era el Avram el Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov. Hashem says to Moshe, I appeared to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Says Rashi, Ve'era, Ela Avos. In case you aren't sure what Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were, comes along Rashi and says, oh, by the way, that means the Avos. Shkoyach Rashi. Everyone wants to understand this Rashi. The mayor from Ishlaner has a famous word in this Rashi. Everyone wants to understand this Rashi. What's the pshat? I appeared to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Rashi says, Hashem appeared to the Avos, in case you didn't know what Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were. Because of Mefarshim. So says the Chassam Sofer, based on what we just saw in the Divrei Shmuel, that Av means what? However, today is the day that we determine our Av. Today is the day we decide what's going to be of all Chodesh Av. Chodesh Av means the union of our Ratzon. Says the Chassam Sofer, the Eira Ela Avos, says the Chassam Sofer, the Avos is a Lashon of Ratzon. Like we saw. that Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, you didn't have a desire. When the Jews said, we can't go up to Eretz Yisrael, Moshe says, liars, you didn't desire to go to Eretz Yisrael. You're blaming it, the Meraglim, you say, we can't. It's not that you can't, it's that you don't want to. V'zeh kavanas Rashi, va'eira el ha'avos, sh'Hashem yisparach nira l'chol elu sh'rotzim bo. Don't say, Hashem only appears to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Hashem appears to anyone who has what? A shaychus to the avos, has a shaychus to the Indian of Ratzon. If you want it, you can be on the 49th level of Tumah. And the Sama Rebbe says you'll get out of Mitzrayim. As long as you want it. So says the Brechos HaMayan. He says, now we can understand the Medrash. Shchora ani b'ma'asai. I might be ugly in my actions, but I'm beautiful in the what? In the Ma'asai Avosai. At least my Ratzon is good. At the very least, Hashem, while I'm not quite there in performance, in action, I'm not quite there, but at least my ratzon is strong. And that's why at the end of the night, when we come to Shir HaShirim, and you say this pasuk, when you're going to say to yourself, Shchor ani v'nava, think about this medrash. Shchor ani b'masai, but I'm beautiful in masai avosai. At the end of the Seder night, at least, at the very least, I can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did a lot of mitzvahs on the Seder night. There's 64 mitzvahs there, right? So there are banan, there are going to the cheshbon. I did a lot of mitzvahs. But even if my actions are not enough, Hashem, my ratzon has been restored by the end of the Seder. And I can say this pasuk and I can begin the process of Sfiras HaOmer. Chevra, I want to conclude by giving you a havtacha from the Avnei Nezer. A promise from the father of our Rebbe, the Shem Yishmuel. The father of the Shem Yishmuel, the Avnei Nezer of Sokachov, gives us a promise. It's found in two places. It's found in the Shem Yishmuel Haggadah Shal Pesach on page 112. And it's also found in the Shem Yishmuel on Parshas Korach, Tafresh Ayin Zayin. On page 13, in the Shem Yishmuel Haggadah, which we'll learn from next week in Mirtz Hashem. Just look at the left-hand side by the arrow. He quotes with his father, Chaver, this is a promise from one of the Gedolei Ador. So you have to take it seriously. The Avnei Nezer personally gives us a promise. Listen to what he says. He says the following. She'ish she'yesh bo tshuka da'kedusha. Any Jew who has a tshuka, who has a longing for kedusha, any Jew, going back to what we started with, who's willing to step outside of his tent to come to the Kohen, or at least to hope, to think about how much he wants to come to the Kohen. The Avnei Nezer says, Hinni Orev Lo, I will be his guarantor. This is a big promise. The Avnei Nezer is swearing to you. He's giving you a guarantee. If you are a person who wants to be a great Jew, even if we struggle at times to actualize that, Shchor Ani B'ma'asai, but at least my ratzon is strong. And not again, not a theoretical ratzon. I'm building a ladder, like Yaakov Avinu, that I'm going to climb. That doesn't mean I'm never going to fall, but I'm going to keep trying to climb that ladder. Says the Avnei Nezer, Arev lo, I will sign off. I will be the co-signer, I will be the guarantor. Shelo yira pnei Gehenim. You will not go to Gehenim. A Jew who wants to be something will not drown, even if he's on the 49th level of Tumah. He will get out of Mitzrayim. And Avnei Nezer says, I promise you. I promise you because it's true. A Jew with a Ratzon can get out. And a Jew without a Ratzon will not. And even if they both have the same actions, they're both in the 49th level of Tumah. But the Jews who died in Choshech lo rotzim, let's say, like Rashi said. They didn't want to get out. They had no desire to get out. We spoke last night a little bit when we had this chus with Rabbi Rubenstein. So I spoke a little bit about the Indian of Tchias HaMesim at the end. Rav Tzadok writes in Rasise Laila and Osir Ches that Tchias HaMesim is, you know, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, a person who doesn't believe in Tchias HaMesim is not going to be zochet to Tchias HaMesim. Rav Tzadok says it's not a punishment, it's a metzias. How could something you don't believe in work for you? When the Mishnah says in Chelak, when it says a person who rejects Tchias HaMesim, a person who doesn't believe in Tchias HaMesim is not zochet Tchias HaMesim, so you think it's a punishment. It's not a punishment. If you don't believe in it, it can't help you. How can it work for you if you don't hold of it? If you don't accept it as reality? So the same thing is true with Geula. Same thing is true with Kedusha and Tahara. A Jew doesn't believe in it. A Jew doesn't think he can be better, will not be better. But the Jew who says, I have a Ratzon, or at least I have a Ratzon, to have a Ratzon. Yehei Rava, Kadamach. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have a Ratzon. We say in Brich Shemei, what do we say? Anabaina, sorry. What's the lashon? Ona avda de kutchabrichu. I'm giving the parish, sorry. Ona avda de kutchabrichu. I am an Eved Hashem. Let's say you don't feel comfortable saying that. You know what it says in the Siddur from the Bialy Rebbe? what I accidentally said a second ago. On a beina, on a boil meheve. In the Bialy Rebbe Siddur, he changed the lashon to Zohar Kaddish. He says, I don't feel comfortable saying, on a avd de kuchabich, I am an Eved Hashem. I don't feel that I'm such an Eved Hashem. It's a big deal to be an Eved Hashem. But at the very least, what I can say is, on a boil meheve, I want to be an Eved Hashem. That much I can say. Ravid de Ravid, Eke Asher Eke, who I want to be. I told you I would tell you, how many degrees of Ratzon is still considered a Ratzon? So you know what they say from Pesuch Abuna Prashischa? Pesuch Abuna Prashischa said up to 10 times, I want to want to want to want to want to want to want. Up to 10 times it's still called a Ratzon. So I heard in the Shir from Rav Yossi Zakatinsky Shlita, said a beautiful remez. I don't know if Pesuch Abuna says this or he says this on his own. Eke, I want to be. Rav Simcha Bunim says up to 10 times you could say Eke and still mean it. I want to want to want to want to want. What's 10 times Eke? 10 times Eke is 210. That was the number of years the Jews were slaves in Mitzrayim. Then up to 10 times a person can say, I want to get out, I want to get out, I want to get out. Up to 10 times Rav Simcha Bunim says, it's still real. That's called wanting. And you shouldn't feel bad, but that's not called a Ratzon. A Ratzon means I'm building a ladder like Yaakovina. Says the Simcha Bunim, no. At least want to want. Or want to want to want. Right? 10 times over. 10 times Ehyeh is 210. That's how a Jew gets out of Mitzrayim. We said last night, Rav Alexandri. And with this I'll conclude. Rav Alexandri says in the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin, Ribono Shel Olam. He used to conclude his Shmoneh Esrei. Goloi V'yadua Lefanecha. Shiritzoneinu lasos ritzonecha. At the very least, the Jew has to be able to say Tfilas Rav Alexandri. To say what? Hashem, you know I want to do your will. What gets in the way? Mi ma'akev, who remembers from last night? Two things. Seor shebe'isa, the leaven in the bread, right? Mayetzahara, and shibud malchius, and the dalet malchius. But he would end this one esrei. Yiratzon mi lefanecha. Shetatzilenu mi adam, save me from the Yitzhara, save me from Galus, v'nashuv lasos, chukei ritzonecha, b'levav shalem. At the very least, Rav Alexandri says, of course you still have the Yitzhara, and of course you're still in Galus. But you have to be able to say and to mean it, goloi v'yadua lefanecha. It's known to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that my real ratzon, shetatzilenu lasos ritzonecha. That much I have to be able to do. Let's go to the final page. In the Oros HaChidah, which is a two-volume collection of Torahs from the Chidah, the Holy Chidah, the great Svardi Chacham, Chaim Yosef David Azulai, Zechitzad Levakadosh Levracha. He writes from one of his Svarim, it's a collection of insights from his Svarim. So I found a few months ago, under the entry of Tzipia Legu'ula, we'll end with a beautiful Varg from the Seder. Okay, mamish to come full circle. What do we say? Halach Ma'anya. Yeah, it's really rough. Maschel b'gnus. I'm not in such a good place. I begin the Seder. I don't have a ratzon yet. I'm not holding by Shchora Ani v'Nava yet. Not by Shir Hashirim yet. Hashata hachal l'shana haba ba'ar di Yisrael. Hashata avdei l'shana haba b'nei Chorin. Lahavin ha'kefel v'ashinoi. What are we saying? What's the repetition here? Says the Chida. Efshir b'masha amru, the Medrash says. Lam natzeach. David HaMelech says, Kavo kivisi Hashem. Kavo kivisi Hashem. I hoped to hope in Hashem. Zesha amar akasuv. V'amar bayomahu hinei elokinu zek kivinu lo v'yoshienu. Ein biyad Yisrael elakivoy. Says the Medrash, there's nothing that we have other than what? Hope. Longing. Ratzon. Kedei shig'alu b'schar. Kavo kivisi. To get out of whatever Mitzrayim we're in through hoping to hope. V'cheinu omer. It says in Eicha, Tov Hashem l'kovav. Hashem is good for those who what? Who put their hope in Him. Shema tomar. Maybe a person will become cynical. And he'll say what it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. When the Pasuk says, Ovad katzir, kalak kayitz, v'anachnu lo noshanu. Time has passed and time has passed again. Seasons come, seasons go, and I'm still not redeemed. Says David HaMelech in Tehillim, Kaveh El Hashem. Chazak V'yam Mitzibecha, V'kaveh El Hashem. Hope, and hope, and hope, and hope. Or as David says in Tehillim Lamed Aleph, Chizku V'yam Mitzlevavchem. Strengthen yourself, and hope again. David Shekiva Li, David who longed and hopes for me, Hashem says, I answered him. Lakach Kavo Kivisi Hashem. Ad Kan, the Medrash on Tehillim. So says the Chidah, U'vizeh Perish Harav, Mahari Bar David in his Sefer Tzelach David. I don't know who that is. Perhaps that's the secret of the bracha we daven every day in Shmona Esrei. Esemach David Mehira Tatzmiach Ki Lishu Asla Ki Vinu Kol Hayom. The only way to have Geula is what? Is Ki Lishu Asla Ki Vinu Kol Hayom. I hope that Hashem is going to get us out. Uvishar Ki Voy Ata Go Aleinu. Now we understand the bracha in Shmona Esrei. And now we understand the centerpiece of the Agada. How does Magid begin? Halach Ma'anya Hashata Hacha. Lashon Abba Ba'arad Yisrael. Hashata Avdi. Lashon Abba B'nei Chorin. Says the Chidah in the last three lines. Ve'efshar Shazer Ramaz Hamagin. Hashata Ha'ocha Lashon Abba Ba'arad Yisrael. Lahainu. Hakivoy. Shekol Yisrael. Yiyu Yachta Ba'arad Yisrael. Bevoa Geula. That hope that we're all going to be in Eretz Yisrael. That hope makes it a reality. Uvishar Zeh Hakivoy. Hashata Avdi. Lashon Abba Ba'arad Yisrael. B'nei Chorin. It's the Jew who wants to be in Eretz Yisrael who will next year actually be in Eretz Yisrael. Ki kein devar melech al yidei avadav rabosenu zirchono levracha. This is what Chazal explained. This is what David HaMelech is teaching us. The b'schar kivoy anu negalim. So mirtza Hashem. On the 5th of Nisan, which is the day that corresponds to Chodesh Av, a lashon of ratzon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the inner strength to have a ratzon. And if we don't have a ratzon, to have a ratzon, to have a ratzon. And if I don't have a ratzon, to have a ratzon, up to 10 times. To want, to want, to want, to want, v'chulu. And then Amir Tzashem, if a person has a strong ratzon, then it'll be zocha. Exactly like everything that we're being promised here, from the Avdi Nezah, from the Shem Yishmur, from the Chidah, and all of these tzaddikim, kadoshim, v'tahorim, that will come to Kedusha Tara, will be able to come to the Kohen, who will purify us once and forever with the Gula Shlema, v'mehera b'yameinu amen.